Island party just for me and you. Take a lot of sweet romancing, mix it with a moonlit sea, add a little hula dancing, and you've got a little notion what a party can be. There's a royal welcome waiting where the skies are blue. But join the celebrating, that's the thing to do. You've got to see Hawaii in Aloha Week, so make a reservation right away for every little smarty head for the party today.
You realize your dreams you've realized your dreams have all come true. You keep on,
keep on,
keep on.
You're still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. And that wraps up the first portion of this evening's party-filled programming as we celebrate our 35th anniversary here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. I don't really care about details and time and all that kind of stuff. It's all very complicated. All very complicated. 35th anniversary, starting the 36th year. But that was for an unsanitary outhouse. We didn't really start Bubbles in the Think Tank till 1990. I've been a WMFO since 2008. You know, there's so many years, so many things to mark. Let's not get involved in all that. Instead, let us turn our attention now to the radio obituaries. It's that time each week where we say farewell to those who have passed in recent days and weeks. Like I said, we do have a Bubbles in the Think Tank favorite coming up later on in the program, so you'll want to stay tuned for that. Except, I don't want it. But let us begin, as we always do, by reminding you to think about your future and go to feedthepig.org. The initial radio obituary is for Steve Brown, the famed record producer who worked with the likes of Manic Street Preachers, The Cult, Elton John, and Wham, among many others. He just passed away at 65. It's the initial radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
I'm
just oh no, how to tell you.
Oh,
I feel
oh,
I'm getting too dependent.
Oh,
and I
oh,
yeah, I rely on you, girl, and I don't know what to do. Don't know, 'cause I feel so lost without you.
Post-initial radio obituary is for David Darling, the American cellist and composer. In 2010, he won a Grammy Award for Best New Age Album, and he had about 15 solo recordings, I do believe, over the years. He also performed and recorded with Bobby McFerrin, Paul Winter Consort, Ralph Towner, and Spyro Gyra, among others. David Darling just passed away at 79. It's the post-initial radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. Oh, with a little something I was very surprised to learn about. Ooh.
I'm walking, yes indeed, I'm talking about you and me, and I hope you'll come back to me. I'm alone, as I can be, and I'm waiting for your company, and I'm hoping that you'll come back to me. What you gonna do when the wheel runs dry? All you gonna do is run away and hide. I'm a gonna run right by your side. If you pretty baby held even die. Oh, yes indeed, and I'm talking about you and me, and I'm hoping that you'll come back to me. Yeah. Baby, how to keep you down. Yes, indeed, and I'm hope about you and me, and I hope you come back to me. Sing it, children. Oh, Lord. Yeah, Lord. I'm now walking and I'm talking and I'm asleep. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Hang it in. One more time. I'm walking, walking. Yeah.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. And the next radio obituary is for you, Roy, the Jamaican vocalist and pioneer of toasting. And if you, like me, did not know what toasting is, you probably know what it is, but don't know the name. At least that's what it was for me. Toasting is also sometimes called chatting, but it's the act of talking or chanting, usually in a monotone melody, over a rhythm or beat by a reggae DJ. Who knew? Who knew? Obviously lots of people. But let's begin again. The next radio obituary is for you, Roy, the Jamaican vocalist and pioneer of toasting. He was noted for his melodic style of toasting, applied with a highly developed sense of timing. He started his professional career as a DJ in 1961 on Dickie Wong's sound system, which was originally Dr. Dickie's, but later changed to Dickie's Dynamic. I thought you needed to know this. But he later moved on to the Sir George the Atomic sound system. He worked on Sir Coxone Dodd's sound system, where he ran the number 2 set, while King Stitt, the ugly one, ran the main set. In 1970, he began recording for Duke Reed's Treasure Isle label after being spotted by John Holt, who was at that time the lead vocalist of the Paragons. He went on to work with major producers on the island, including Lee Scratch Perry, Bunny Lee, Phil Pratt, Alvin Ranglin, and Lloyd Daly. U-Roy just passed away at 78. It's the next radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Now you're not wonderful surrounded by these brothers of talent. Like the man called Val Bennett on tenor saxophone, along with the man, the great producer, Kay Hudson around. Studio kind of real cloudy, like I say, as I bring back this musical disc called Dynamic Fashion Way, third version of your fashion way. Get in the groove and don't be rude. So brother, you'll be real cool when I spin musical disc of today. It could be only by special request that I do so. Great old-fashioned way played back. My special request in a dynamic fashion way. Like I remind you that the studio be real cloudy. So you stick around and see what the king now putting down. The man Clay Hudson on the scene. With back musical disc called Dynamic Fashion. Great dynamic fashion, yeah, and you hear the old way, dynamic fashion way, I would say each and every day, and every day. Give the man the arts of produce and make a disc in a third version, like I still tell you. In any other way, like I would say. Yeah, you can hear the baba play. Now the man can hear to say, yeah, yeah. Take a run, baba, be no clown, and see what the man now putting down. Sounds called dynamic, fast and way, yeah.
Like you knew it should. attitude. Wow, a tin ball is good. Yes, it's good, a tin ball. Love one another like Jesus and Barbara say. Live a life in love and love a life and live a love and play. Wow, a tilly ball is good. Good like you know it should, I tell you. Love your brother, love your sister, as you would even love your mother. Hold your tongue, sister, hold your tongue. Cause I promise you that it won't be long.
Do it! just one thing.
Sing a song, brother.
To you, my love, it may be the way it seems.
I'm in the mood for love, and it's simply because you need right.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. And the cleanup radio obituary is for Carolyn Wilcox, the American theater professional best known for her work with the Muppets on Sesame Street, The Muppet Show, and Fraggle Rock. And she was also in The Muppet Movie and Muppets Take Manhattan. Before that, though, she was a member of the vocal trio The Samplers, and she appeared in a Broadway show titled The Next President in 1958, and also worked on a Pickwick Puppet Theater production in Boston in 1970. Carolyn Wilcox just passed away at 89. It's the cleanup radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Beatnik, singing the beatnik, 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 singing the beatnik, talking blues. Now listen everybody while I sing and play, and I'll tell you a little story that happened today. Took a stroll in San Francisco town, saw a sign that made me frown. It was wild, man, it was crazy, it was something else, something else. Now I'll tell you what it was as I walked by. I was going past a place called the Hungry Eye. Standing around were some guys and chicks, everybody called them beatniks. Dirty sweaters, dirty sneakers, dirty beards, clean dirt. Beatnik, singing the beatnik, 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 singing the beatnik, talking blues. Now the guys and the chicks were dressed alike, and everything they said started with like a man dig this, like man dig that, like man like dig that crazy cat, like he's flying. Like I thought he was playing old-fashioned drunk, but they said he was flying. Well, I started to leave, but they called me back, and they said, did I know Jack Kerouac? And when I said no, they said, you ain't there. Like, man, you're nothing but a big fat square from Squaresville. From Nothingsville. Get with it. I blushed. Beatnik, singing the beatnik, 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 singing the beatnik, talking blues. Well, the immoral of the story, I think, is this. If you want to live happy and full of bliss, give up your job and all that jazz. Just live a life of razzmatazz. Quit school, just fool from day to day. Don't shave, just rave every which way. Don't eat, don't sleep, don't laugh, don't cry. Be cool until the seas run dry. Just hack around, man. Like, I mean, you'll end up in the gutter. But, oh, the water's cool and it's beatnik. Singing the beatnik, 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 beatnik.
obituary for Jerry Lubin, the Detroit pioneer of underground radio. He's best known for his years at the freeform radio station WABX-FM in Detroit. He was a preeminent on-air voice during a fertile, explosive chapter in Detroit rock, its music, politics, and activism. He once said to the Free Press in 2003, "There was something to be gained other than a paycheck. A degree of passion was involved. It was being able to express oneself politically, socially, culturally, whatever on the radio, either by saying things or playing things." Jerry Lubin just passed away at 80. It's his radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
It's 4:51 in the a.m., and if one of you insomniacs is awake out there, I'd appreciate a phone call at 328-8000, letting me know that somebody else is awake out there. I get a little bit sleepy. I'm just about to let the Rackmaster take over.
I don't care. I know Mr. Brewer, scumbag, so get out of my fucking life, all right? Hello? Surprise.
Ron Field. Hey, buddy. How are you?
Fantastic to be here, Mel. Love you.
Good to see you, man. You look great. You got some suntan.
Somebody got tan. Yeah. Somebody got tan. Who is tan? It's me.
Nice raise.
Yes, sir. Look at my back. Look at this.
That's
what
tremendous.
Is this, chopped liver?
Nice raise. What have you been doing? Just down on the beach being lazy, huh?
What have I been doing? What do you think I'm doing my whole life, huh? Remember when I was here last time? What did I do for you?
Sure, you broke the whaling thing. It's gonna
forget be, it. Hello? I don't remember what you're talking about. Whaling songs? I don't remember them.
Whaling songs are out.
Out. Forget it. Understand? They're down the dump of the people who sang them. Forget them. They're in the toity.
Well, that's how fast it happens. What's in? What kind of thing is in? Is it a...
New personality. Single person, star, phenomenon, incredible. The man is going to appeal to everyone. The old people, why? Because the man has cataracts, the man has sores on his ass from watching TV, love of life, can't get up, skid marks, everything. To the young girls, what, age 13, fantastic, because he's hung like a Hebrew national. To the gay guys on the street, possibly. For anybody that you want to choose, he has something for everyone. He's going to be a huge, huge star.
Well, what is he? Is he a French philosopher or some sort of a Russian Dostoevsky or something like that? Doing a Notes from the Underground, getting out at the FM people out there or what?
You're very cold, but keep continuing.
Is it a sort of an Arctic Greenland thing?
No, very wrong. Very cold.
I'm going to guess some sort of a calypso, some kind of a South American, an African, a kind of an Osa Bisa sound, that big...
No, you're very wrong.
A kind of a, well, a whole brando thing.
Mel, you're far away.
American Indian
you're
music.
You're far away,
kind of
Mel.
North,
I love you, but you're far away.
The Python thing is a damn
cold.
Big now. Is there any of this communism, kind of the whole socialist Marxist thing?
Apolitical.
Apolitical.
No, apolitical.
It's not one of those sports figures. It could be
no,
a sports figure.
You're very wrong.
Nelson Bryan.
No, no, no,
so
no, no. You're very, you're very cold.
KFC, Kentucky Fried Chicken kind of a thing where you got a lot of people just screaming damn good pleasure and good eating.
Very wrong.
Kind of a children's yummy gummy thing. A Mr. Potato Head album.
You're not about, even close.
How about some kind of a dwarf thing?
You're not even close, Mel. I love you, but you're off. More, more.
The Bahamas is so damn big nowadays with Hughes hiding out down there.
You're wrong.
The new Chigro Singers coming out of San Francisco. The Port Singers out there. That,
no, you're wrong.
Japanese community up in Seattle.
No, you're wrong. Mel, just sit your fucking face.
What about Vancouver? Hello, Mel, there's Mel, a whole Mel. Scene going down up there in Vancouver, I understand, the nude beaches.
Mel, just shut your fucking face for 1 second, okay?
It's not John, George, Paul, and Ringo, is it?
No.
That was a shot in the dark.
No, look, let's just do
I
this.
I wish.
Mel, just 1 second, all right? What you can do now is just get ready, play the record, okay? The people want to hear it, so play it, all right?
Dig, man. Now, I'm gonna give an album to any insomniac that can guess closer than I can. If we're all wrong, I get the album. Okay, Ron?
Let's play the record.
All right, why don't we play it and see what you think?
Thanks. Thank you.
are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. And guess what? It's the Weasel Radio Obituary for Rush Limbaugh, the American radio personality, conservative political commentator, author, and television show host. He just passed away at 70. Plenty of people have had plenty to say about Rush Limbaugh this week, so we will not belabor the point, but we will appreciate the oppositeness of the role that Jerry Lubin played in radio previously. It's the Weasel Radio Obituary for Rush Limbaugh right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Ditto.
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 Coming from Canada, we love those leaders who personify the U.S. way to be. There was JFK and LBJ and WKRP. But of these, there is not one to rival the greatest genius of them all. He's a megalo with a healthy glow. He's the man called Rush Limbaugh.
He's a dose of P.T. Barnum with a Mussolini twist.
El Duce.
There in the limousine parked on the lawn, he's a goofy Genghis Khan. Not since Jesus Christ has the world seen someone with such widely syndicated views. Hundreds of years from now, they'll celebrate Rushmas and Rosh Hashanah for the Jews. Cause he'll pull the plug on feminazis, paranoid minorities and gays. He's a burning bush with a network push, sure to start a countrywide blaze.
He taught me to love and praise Charlton Heston. Oliver North is quite a nice man, too.
That's what they say.
Forget Alan Tipper. Let's bring back the Gipper and Joe McCarthy, too.
I was a troubled soul, consumed by voices advocating special interest groups and vice. Till Rush rushed to my sweet rescue. Now I'll never ever have to think twice.
Never ever have to think twice. So we'll sign a check for Limbaughism. Restore the moral fundamental core. We'll cut the debt and start a Tet offensive on the poor. It's a blitzkrieg in the making.
Everybody!
It's distinctly upper class.
Well, not everybody.
Yes, sir, I'll get the door. Roll the carpet on the floor. For a man.
For a man.
For a man.
Such a man.
For a man. With his hand up his...
Ditto.
Ditto.
Ditto. Ditto.
Ask us the name of the king. It's Rush!
The greatest man in America.
Pre and penultimate radio obituary is for Misty Morgan, the country singer best known for the 1970 hit Tennessee Birdwalk with her husband Jack Blanchard. They were nominated for a Grammy after the Tennessee Birdwalk went to number 23 on the U.S. country charts, but they lost to Johnny Cash and June Carter for If I Were a Carpenter. Misty Morgan just passed away at 75. It's the pre and penultimate radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Take away the trees and the birds all have to sit upon the ground. And take away their wings and the birds all have to walk to get around. And take away the bird dance and dirty birds will soon be everywhere. Take away the feathers and the birds will walk around in underwear. Take away their... and the birds will have to whisper when they
everyone.
We're still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank, and the antepenultimate radio obituary is for Danny Ray, part of one of the greatest stage routines in show business. He spent 45 years helping James Brown overcome his passions, cloaking the singer in a cape and leading him slowly away from the pain of the stage, only to watch as Mr. Brown repeatedly threw off the garment and raced back to the microphone. Danny Ray just passed away at 85. It's the antepenultimate radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
I'd like to know, are you really ready for some super dynamite soul? Then thank you, because now it's star time. Introducing, ladies and gentlemen, the young man that's had over 35 soul classics. Among these classics are tunes that will never die. Tunes like Try Me. Out of sight. Papa's got a brand new bag. I feel good, like a sex machine. Because you're super bad. Get up, get into it, and get involved. Because you got soul power. Introducing the world's greatest entertainer, Mr. Dynamite, the amazing Mr. Please Please himself, the hardest working man in show business. Ladies and gentlemen, the star of the show, James Brown!
Want to know, cause that's the time you lose your thing, then you got the law.
You know you got just what it takes. Be the untold boss. Got to use it carefully. Come on, get back. Stop the beat, cut the head, come on, stop the beat, cut the head, come on, stop the beat, yeah, hit me, hit me, come on, hit me, come on, hit me, come on, hit me, gee, yeah, nah, 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 yeah, come on, get a witness. Can I need? Can I get a witness? A witness, witness, witness.
Hi, my name is Danny Ray. I like to say, you know, when it's star time, we want to keep funk alive. You know, you can't let it die. Funk got to stay alive. We got to keep on kicking, keep on doing it. Octopussy, can you kick me some funk? Give it up to me right now. I want to hear. Do y'all say yeah?
Yeah.
Then say yeah again.
Yeah.
Let me hear you say yeah.
Yeah.
Then make a believer out of me, and I know you're a believer too. That's what we're going to do. Keep funk alive.
Yeah, Mr. Danny Ray. Yeah,
thank you,
Mr.
my brother.
We're still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. And the penultimate radio obituary is for Taunton David, the French reggae singer best known for his ragamuffin performances and his influences of soul music from the French West Indies. He just passed away at 53. It's the penultimate radio obituary for Taunton David right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Tel un peuple sans la connaissance de son passé et de sa culture et comme un arbre sans racine. Où elle vient tonton David et dit
yeah. Les Rex intelligents pour contrôler la discothèque. Hey hey. L'endemain c'est
Comment ? Issus d'un peuple qui a beaucoup souffert. Nous sommes issus d'un peuple qui ne veut plus souffrir. Issus d'un peuple qui a beaucoup souffert. Nous sommes issus d'un peuple qui ne veut plus souffrir. Que tu sois dans la ville ou bien à la campagne, sache qu'il y a de nouveaux DJ qui vont chauffer les danses. Avertissement pour tous les sans-voix dans les parages. Ne les testez pas, malheureux, il va y avoir de la casse. David au micro sur le rythme, très très.